grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Welcome to my favorite time of the week, Marijuana Media. Also, it's really fun to watch Chris scramble around for some headphones.
Headphones, man, I can't hear anything.
It's because he had to spend all that time getting his own glass of water. That's what it is. Isn't it?
Where is my lackey?
He's always got the... Funnily enough, Chris always has the dries and demands a glass of water when he comes to the studio.
Hey, you want to do it at 420. That comes with the territory, man. Comes with the territory.
It's a long walk from here to the hemp store, isn't it?
That's right.
Hey, good to see you, mate.
Thank you. Good to see you both.
Yeah, we just heard you've been travelling again. You're getting around town. You've gone down to a place that's great in New Zealand. Are we allowed to talk about that? Do you want to talk about that?
Not really.
Okay, but, cool. Let's keep it quiet.
Yeah, a little cannabis capital of the North Island, shall we say.
Nice.
Let's just leave it at that.
Cool, perfect.
For now.
What about
we might be able to break the embargo at a later date.
Sounds good. So let's get our own Nimbin going. That's my one
goal in
life.
That's right. That would be good.
Nimbin, of course, the town in Australia. You can have a Google, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fabulous, fabulous place. Well, I've never been, but... Mm. Now, what's going on in the media, Chris? What's anything we need to know about the DAC leaf?
Mate, well, I can predict something. Tomorrow's news, there'll be stories about Canada, because Canada's voting to legalise cannabis tomorrow.
Yep.
This is the Senate, it should pass, because they've already done all their compromises and things. And this will be the first G7 nation to do it. Or G20 even, first of that kind of league.
Every single state.
They all do it a bit differently though. So yes, it goes legal in the whole country, but you actually get, within that, you get this kind of experiment in a way that's going to be really interesting for other people to look at, because you have all the different provinces are all doing it slightly differently. Some of them have an age limit of 18 or 19, some are 20, some are 21. Different rules around how they can sell it, who they can sell it to.
Because what's the drinking age in Canada?
Well, like that, it varies.
Oh,
so
right.
They've pretty much harmonised it with the drinking age in each one.
Okay.
Some of them are state-run liquor control boards doing a monopoly on the retail distribution with very bland stores to try and be unexcited and boring. Some of them are allowing what they call craft producers, which is BC, British Columbia, are going more down that route to let the... Bring in the people who are in the illegal in the black market. Let them go legal. You know?
Are they doing like a blanket kind of thing when they just figure out what's the best way? And just
they've been working on it for 2 years now. So it's been, and it went off to like 6 different committees, and then they had to come all back and draw all their different versions together. And
I've been in a couple of committees in my time. That's all I was going to say.
Are they also going to do like that? A couple of weeks ago, you spoke about a window where all the black market stock could find its way into the light of day.
They call it a magic window places. Because they've already got the medical, they're not going to do something like, oh, you must get it from a legal source of another country, and then where do we get that from, the US government or something, or when they legalized medical in Canada, they just let them bring in whatever genetics they already had and just register them and go for it.
But you kind of want your local strands to
sing
through.
That's
why
they did
New
that
Zealand needs to do
and,
this.
And a big part of it is recognizing that there's already an illegal economy, and it's worth, in Canada's case, billions of dollars, and with ours probably close to a billion, and it's about bringing that market into the legal economy. And if you set your rules wrong or too tight, then you don't do that. You end up having a dysfunctional legal market and still a black market.
Right.
And in Canada, that kind of black economy, you're talking about tens, if not hundreds of thousands of growers, and they're just ordinary people, and they want them to be able to come into the legal economy.
What's the end game? Change the maple leaf on the flag to a weed leaf?
Yeah. And amalgamate with New Zealand.
Cool.
Isn't that the thing?
That feels good to me.
New Zealand.
Every Canadian person that I've met has been really rad.
And,
I think New Zealanders really resonate with them.
We're both like, mountains and weed.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I was, most of the time, it's to do with marijuana.
There you go. Funny that. The big thing, of course, that's happening here is the referendum in terms of getting us into that position. And a really interesting article on Newsroom this week by Phil Quinn, who's a former Labour Party staffer.
Okay.
And he had a bit of controversy with some of his other things that he's written out there. Mm. And but anyway, it's well worth a read, Newsroom. It's called Don't Take Yes for an Answer. And it's about he's kind of saying what the government's doing here is quite timid by international comparison. And especially when we have this vote tomorrow in Canada to fully legalise it. And then it's like, what?
Yeah.
We're getting this really kind of timid version of medical that we don't really know even now what exactly we're getting.
Yeah.
And then end of next year we have a referendum, and then what happens and what's it going to say?
It's very test the water.
But this is our moment, right? This is our chance to really go for it rather than take little baby steps. That's the essence of the argument.
Are you saying, like, if a bill comes in, it won't be amended for a long time? Like, that'll be it, kind of?
Quite possibly. Yeah,
until something gets drawn out the ballot box.
Yeah, so if you're going to do it, then do it right. Go the full hog, you know? What else? So, yeah, and just in terms of referendum, so we're part of a coalition, the Referendum Coalition. I forget what we're exactly called, something like that. Mm. And
who's we?
We, the royal we.
Okay.
We got a bunch of people. We're drawing together, trying to get together everyone from the various strands of the cannabis law reform movement, and also looking beyond that, wider than that, and a proper advisory board and register it as a charity, all that kind of thing, really run this campaign right. And one thing that we really want that's really crucial is for that referendum to be binding. And everything kind of stems from that. And it also sets us at you've got a more definite timetable if it's binding, because if it's binding, you have to be voting on something. So you, by definition, right? So you have an idea of what you're voting for, and you vote for it, and it happens. Whereas if it's non-binding, it's probably going to be something a bit vague, and then they've got
it's
to
just
interpret
wasting
it
time.
Pass a lot. Yeah, we're talking a few years after that, and
might as well just change the flag. Blah blah blah.
I mean, why couldn't the government just move swiftly on this issue? What would be the speed bumps or hiccups or possible tensions around just going, hey, we're just going to legalize overnight?
That is a very good question, because that is what they're focused on. And, they have to get re-elected. Well, that's just the way it is. They are very conscious of the Psychoactive Substances Act, where they feel they went out on a limb, legalised or tried to regulate the sale of synthetic chemicals, came back and bit them on the ass, and they had to very quickly repeal it. And they got a lot of flack and a lot of heat about that from their constituents, or a lot of them did. And they're very conscious of that. And really, though, we're talking about different things. With cannabis, it's a natural thing. It's already being used by 10% of the population or more. It's been around for thousands of years. We know all about it. It's not a novel synthetic thing invented in a lab that can potentially kill people. I mean, cannabis can't, right? So it is a different thing. So we have to kind of get that across to them. We're talking about different things here.
If we make cannabis legal here, is there a chance we can get it to a level where it possibly can kill people?
Only if it fell on them,
that's
kind of thing.
Though,
it's
right?
like
that's a fucking big trend.
No, it has been worked out in some recent report for the UN, and it was something like 20 kilos, at once.
You're greedy.
And
you're greedy at that point.
It's just impossible. Yeah, so theoretically, there's a lethal dose where it could suppress your breathing or something, but it's actually impossible to ever get there. So it's never happened.
Out of it, okay. Hey, just wanted to end this one on a local note. I just wondered if you'd been down to the Whakamana Cannabis Museum down there in Dunedin.
I have not, but I am very keen to.
Looks interesting.
It does. It looks very interesting.
A cannabis museum.
That's right. Run by some great people, and last weekend they had the premiere of Drug Lord 2.
Old mate.
That's right, Arik. He's still down there.
Right.
And that's just fantastic that they've got that happening.
I want to, let us know if anybody's been to that cannabis museum. I'm very curious, very curious.
And one other thing, I guess, that we can talk about. I don't really enjoy talking too much about other drugs, but all the talk about meth testing in houses and things, what that has opened up, or potentially opened up, is a conversation around...
Got a cheap house that way.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
Isn't that great?
It's great.
Hopefully it will open up a conversation about drug testing in general, because it's the same fake science, the same charade. Just as the meth tests were shown to not actually show that the house is harmful or toxic to live in, and it was all based on what turns out to be a whole lot of crap, it's the same with workplace drug testing in general. It doesn't measure impairment. It can't possibly measure impairment. Just like with the house testing, it's about weeding people out. It's about identifying them and kicking them out of your workplace, just like Housing New Zealand was kicking people out of their homes. So hopefully, that will open up a wider conversation around that.
I just want to let everyone know that I do hear the puns, and I'm just leaving them alone. I feel like it's worth mentioning.
Okay, good.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Always a pleasure.
Cheers, guys. We'll see you next week, Chris.
Cheers. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.